Happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary. Those are the words of the Flintstones. It's our 1 year anniversary for the show, and this is the Fat Man Chronicles.
I was not hiding. I was unsure. And I was really right there. You in my life, you got me alone. You in my life, you got me alone.
Welcome to the Fat Man Chronicles anniversary episode.
It was so hard for me
not to laugh.
Not to laugh during the quote.
That was pretty good.
I was going to sing it even. I was so not expecting that, but now I have the cartoon in my head.
I know, right? All right, well, this is episode 47 of the Fat Man Chronicles. I am Pete, one of your hosts, and sitting next to me, as always, is my beautiful wife, Gretchen. And we are a couple with you on the journey to health, fitness, weight loss, and a better life. So happy 1 year FMC anniversary.
Can't believe it. Is it? It's to the day pretty much, right?
Well, so we're recording on the 12th. It's been almost 2 weeks, I think, since we recorded, and tomorrow's the 13th, and I think we released on the 13th. So we probably recorded around the 10th.
10th, yeah.
Because back then we had somebody editing for us. And
but now, look at where we've come in a year.
Now, people still like you more than me.
That's not true.
No, it's totally true.
Not true.
There is way more hashtag Team Gretchen on the internet than me. And
am I trending?
You're always trending.
I don't know if that's a good thing.
Well, we're going to talk actually about that because you're like the topic of conversation
for our
dozens of fans.
Yeah.
So, but first, why don't you tell everybody what's in that bottle?
We are
anniversary bottle.
Our anniversary bottle. I feel like we should have something a little more. This is like leftover wine from yesterday, even. It's like not even a fresh bottle. It's Miraflores, which is an amazing wine. It is. Oh, I didn't bring my glasses. I might have to start borrowing yours. It's a Syrah from France, but 2015. What?
Well,
Syrah and Grenache.
Yeah,
sorry.
I was going to say that's a blend.
Well, there's and just to be fair, there's a whole bunch of words before Grenache, but
I think that it's Vilvine, which basically just means old vines.
Vilvine de Grenache. I could got that part right.
I don't
so
know.
It's no, I know the de. That's about it. That's all the French I pretty much remember at this point. So.
Yeah, it's a 2015.
Yeah,
and
it's awesome.
It's a repeat wine for us. We've had it on the show before.
Don't judge us, people.
It's the top, like our top selling wine at work, and it's doing really well, as always.
Yeah.
From the bottle.
Yeah.
I had to get the phone away from the microphone. I'm like reaching.
You can hear it better than I can't hear it. Like when the static, like.
Yeah, I hear it. I'm super sensitive to it.
Yeah, you're so sensitive.
And as always, it's Kevin sending me a message. While we're recording, it's inevitable.
It's every time.
Well, I know what it is tonight because this is he runs on Thursday. Him and I think Hal does too.
Okay.
With a brewery
on Wednesday.
Script Town Brewing
Thursdays. Wednesdays.
Oh, no, wait. This isn't Thursday, is it?
No, this isn't Thursday.
Oh, I think they do that on Thursday. I have no idea what he's sending me now.
So he has no excuse for texting you tonight.
I don't know why I was thinking this was Thursday. You're leaving.
I'm leaving.
Tomorrow.
Maybe you're just like, you just can't wait to get, you know, the house to yourself for 5 days.
That's not really to myself. There's a cat.
The cat's in the basement. You don't even have to like.
She's using the treadmill while you're gone.
She is.
Making sure it stays.
Oh, that'd be funny. Can you imagine? She'd be like, I don't know what she would do. So, yeah. Anyways.
Well, anyway, so the wine's good.
The wine's great.
We've done this for a year. 47 shows in a year is not bad.
That's pretty good.
You know, so I'm big fans of the Gomers. They've been doing this for like a decade. I think that they maybe have 250 shows.
Wow. So like a decade, 250 is like they basically, like there's, because they do seasons though, right? Or
they do, and they, you know, there's big times that, you know, gaps where they didn't record, right, and stuff. And I don't know, I might be overestimating how many they've done.
But I mean, when we started this, I thought we were going to do like seasons, that in my mind, because when the podcast that we listen to, they like go for like 8 weeks or something like that, and then they go on hiatus for a while. And I mean, we've done our mini hiatuses, but
well, this,
you know,
is different,
I think,
though.
This is pretty impressive that we've done this for this long.
Yeah, I mean, what you're talking about is more episodic stuff.
Yeah,
where, you know, they'll talk about a case.
Sorry.
What?
Nothing.
What is?
I don't know. Episodic. It made me think of like
supersonic.
No, like I don't even know. Honestly, I've it was funny in my head. You had to be in my head to really understand. I don't know. It was like episodic. It made me think of like, you know, having an episode, a seizure, and like our show is. I think it can cause seizures on people sometimes, you know, because I'm all over the place at times. So I don't know. It was funny in my head. Like I said, it was a lot funnier in my head. But anyways.
Got it.
Is Kevin now pinging you on Facebook?
No.
No?
No, we're good. We're good. No,
he can be a stalker sometimes, I'm sure.
Wow.
Oops. Sorry, Kevin. He's team Pete now.
No, believe me, that's not going to happen. All right. So let's jump into this FMC Rewind. We only babbled for 5.5 minutes, so that's not bad.
That's pretty good for us.
Yeah, so the talk of the internets.
The internets.
Is your training. Like, that's what we hear about. That's what I'm getting questions on. I love hearing about credit. I mean, it's seriously been like 6, 7, 8, 10, like 100 people. At least 7 people have told me how much they enjoy hearing about your training.
They're going to be so disappointed October 1st when I'm done running. Maybe. We'll see.
We don't know.
Ooh. Intrigue. Mystery.
That's what we call a tease in the business. All right. So why don't you fill everybody in on like the last almost 2 weeks now of training?
Yes.
Walk us through like what happened. What happened 2 weeks ago, and kind of walk us through each run.
So last week was my first, last Sunday. So a week ago, last Sunday. So what is it? 10 days ago, essentially. Like, so not last Sunday, the Sunday before that was my first 1 mile straight run where I had a run.
Ever?
Pretty much ever. Like, you know, you ran the mile in high school or grammar school and all that stuff, but I never really fully ran the whole thing.
So was that just this last Sunday, like a few days ago?
No, like
a week and a half.
Week and a half ago, okay. I ran a full mile. And I think so. Yeah, full mile. And it was cursing Andy the entire way.
You realize you paid him.
I did pay him, and I understand that I'm paying for this torture, but I'm really glad I did it, though. Like, not try to do it on my own, because I actually feel like I'm getting my money's worth and I'm not hurting myself. Like, I think that's the one thing that I'm kind of impressed with is that I haven't hurt myself yet. I had that 1 week where my IT band was really kind of hurting and it caused, you know, pain for a few days. But then after just, you know, rolling it. Well, it is the stick, right?
Stick it.
It really helped it, you know, it's been really good. And so I haven't had any issues with my IT bands, either one, ever since. So I did my first mile. I was very happy. It was pretty a good pace too. I don't remember what my pace was. I guess I could look it up. I'm not sure. I don't remember what my pace was for the mile. I know. Well, I really don't. But then I did my interval training this past week was 3 minutes, 2.5. And that sucked. And I had to do one of them on the treadmill.
Well, what do you mean by that?
So I had to run 3 minutes. So I start off with like just like a warm-up walk for 5 minutes. And then I have to run 3 minutes. Then I walk for 2.5 minutes. And I do that 7 times. And I realized this past week when I was doing my interval training that I was actually doing it 8 times. Because on the run keeper, I said repeat 7 times. Well, it already did one. And you're repeating 7 times. So I've been going farther than I was supposed to.
That is super deceptive on Runkeeper. This is like a good FMC tip. So if you're using Runkeeper, when you put the interval in, it counts that first interval
as an interval.
As an interval. So if you want to do 5, you actually put in repeat 4. And so it always adds 1. Versus if you do it in like, if you've got a Garmin, it literally says, here's your interval. And then how many times do you want to do it? So it's a little bit deceptive. Yeah. I had that issue too with Runkeeper when I first started. And it took me, 6 years to figure out that was going on.
So, I mean, I'm a little mad because here I am, you know, and like you were, and in my head, you know, I kind of count, but I try not to count my intervals because it makes me think about it too much. This way, you know, I'm just listening to my music. I'm just like, it tells me when to run, tells me when to stop. And, you know, I'm not thinking about it. But in my head, like, I kind of still have a tally and I'm always like, damn, I thought I was done. No, I got one more. And I was done. So I feel like.
You've gone above and beyond.
I've gone above and beyond. And I was wondering how I was getting to like 3 point, like over like a 5K each time. I'm like, wow, Andy's got me going for a 5K essentially each run.
But no, not nonstop though.
But nonstop. But not nonstop. Yeah. So I was just like, huh.
Well,
okay.
So another FMC tip on this. When you're running, math is hard.
It is hard.
So don't try to count things.
No.
Just let that's what technology. Right. Wonderful. Let it do the work for you.
But I did have that past week. I did have like my fastest 5K because I was running walking a 5K, and it was my fastest 5K I've ever done. It was my fastest intervals. And I was in the 13 minute range for the majority of the run portion of my workouts. And so I was kind of press, but my walks were actually a lot slower than they were before. Like before I would do a 14 run and maybe like a 15 and a half walk type back and forth. But when I hit the 13, my walks were more like 16, you know, so it was like the difference. And I don't know if that's good or bad, but I kind of liked running faster because but I'm timing myself. So it really didn't make it go any better because I still had to run for 3.5 minutes, whether I was running faster or.
Well,
or what
if if you kept going with it, what you would do is, well, if you're still working with a coach, like they would help you understand what paces you want to hit on each of those intervals.
Yeah.
And right now you're not really worrying about that. You're just kind of going out there and
I'm just surviving.
What you don't want to do, you know, is go your hardest on everything, which is why Andy rotates in pure walks in your training program.
Yeah.
Because for you, that's like your easy run.
Right.
Is just doing a walk, right?
Right.
And, well, not just, but doing the walk.
Doing
a
walk, yeah.
And that's where the coach comes in super handy because then you don't have to worry about it. The number one thing that I did before having a coach is I didn't understand really when to put in speed, how to change up the intervals or anything.
Yeah.
So I was running almost the same speeds all the time and just trying to improve. And that's not the way to do this.
And see, and I don't even realize I'm running fast. I can't tell if I'm running faster or slower.
Well, okay. Part of that for sure. Like it takes a long, even I can't tell all the time.
Yeah.
After doing this pretty consistently now for a little while.
Yeah.
It's hard to tell paces. Because you're running, like what you're doing is more running by effort. So my guess is that you've gotten better. You can tolerate a little bit more. Your fitness has improved. Mm-hmm. And so your times are now getting quicker on the run.
Yeah.
And backing off on the walk a little bit isn't a big deal because, frankly, you're walking at a pace where you're running almost on the treadmill. So like when you're outside, you're just way faster.
So much faster outside.
Which is great. And what you're doing is getting adaptations then where you're are going to improve.
Right.
And when you see that improvement, hopefully it gives you a little bit of like, oh, I am getting better. You know, are you feeling that?
I do feel better. So
mentally and physically?
Yes. I can say yes to both. It's, you know, the intervals, I don't curse Andy's name nearly as much than I did at the very beginning. But I can feel like I can do it. Like, I don't dread it. Like, when the big bops at me and says, okay, start to run, you know, I'm like, oh, I'm like, okay. But I will say, so this past Sunday, I had to run 1.5 miles, like by far the furthest I've ever had to run nonstop. And so my pace for that was 14:12.
That's really good.
For 1.5 miles. So, I'm doing my run and, you know, I'm not paying attention to the time and all that stuff, but the run keeper will tell you, like after 10 minutes or whatever, it tells you how far you are, right? So I did my 5-minute walk to kind of just get my legs going because it's early in the morning. And I go in, and that 10 minutes, it tells you how far I've gone. And at that point, it was only like point, you know, I've only gone like point, like a third of a mile, essentially. So I still had like a mile and a half, you know, like a mile and a quarter to go, essentially. And I was like, that's it? I've only gone half a mile? Come on. Well,
you know you can change those alerts.
I know, I should, because it's really kind of annoying.
If you don't, so some people like to know where they're at, and other people don't.
I like the intervals telling me, because honestly, I feel like when she tells me, it's kind of like, damn, I still got so far to go. Like, then I know how far to go. When the intervals, I don't mind it too much.
Right.
But when I'm doing like the steady, like mile and a half, mile runs and stuff, I don't want to know until she tells me to walk. Like, that's, and my phone's a she. I think she's a she. It's a girl voice.
It is.
Can you change that? Can you change the voice?
I don't know about the voice. I didn't care about the voice. But
I call her,
I have changed the alerts, though, when I used to use Runkeeper. And I had to the one day, too, mm-hmm. when my phone died. So I would recommend that you go in and change the alerts.
Yeah.
Because the intervals aren't going to be impacted by that alert.
Right.
That alert's like every 10 minutes or whatever. Just turn that thing off
or go
to an hour or something.
Right, right. It's when I'm doing the mile. It was just funny. I was just thinking that. I'm like, and I never had that feeling. Like when I did the mile and when I've done the prior to that quarter mile, the 3/4 miles and stuff like that, I never had that, wow, I'm only this far. This was the first time I was like, oh my God, I'm only half a mile into this mile and a half I have to go. So, and it was, you know, when I'm doing my same route that I've been doing. So it's got a lot of the ups and downs, our quote unquote hills here in Chicago. When it alerted me, it was like that one, like really steep, you know, that right before, right after the park, kind of goes up and then down, and then it goes like it's like practically straight up and down that you're running. It's, you know,
it's barely inclined for like a quarter mile.
I mean, it's like you're crawling up the thing. It's so steep. But
I know it'd be better if you took your trekking poles.
I know.
A Sherpa.
Well, then, you know, we've had a lot of rain and stuff lately. So
you could get swept up in the current coming
but
downstream.
It's the twigs, man. That all the trees, our damn established neighborhood with all our old trees that lose their branches and stuff. Like, it's like a minefield out there trying to run over the branches. So
if you go out behind the house, there's not as much of that.
Yeah.
And, or you could run in the street.
I do. So when there's cars, I kind of do the jig-jag in and out and stuff like that.
The what?
The jig-jag.
Zigzag?
I said.
The zigzag?
Zigzag is one, but no, jig-jag? No?
I don't know.
Zigzag?
Jig-jag? I don't know what that is.
No? I know zigzag, right? But jig-jag? No. Yeah, I guess zigzag. I guess that's probably better than jig-jag.
No, I think jig-jag is now a hashtag.
Hashtag jig-jag.
Hashtag jig-jag.
So, but yeah, so it's going well. So I leave tomorrow and I have to run 2 miles. And my mom's so cute because I told her, I'm like, you know, so I got to get up. So tomorrow I have to do 55 minutes. I was going to try and do it today, but work was just, I was going to switch it up. You know me, I don't like to switch it up, but.
Oh, how are you going to do? Oh, you're going to do it when you get in there?
I'm going to do it when I get into my mom's because I think like I got work all settled that I shouldn't have to. It's going to be warm, so I think I'll try and go maybe later in the afternoon or something like that.
Well,
I'm not sure.
Remember, the peak temperature is like 4 o'clock.
Yeah.
So you'd have to go at like 6 o'clock at night. You might want to try earlier.
Yeah, maybe when we get in.
If it's sunny, the sun's kind of straight up over your head, which is bad too, but. You may want to watch going 3 or 4 o'clock because that's actually the worst time of the day.
Okay. So maybe I'll do as soon as we get back to my mom's and Michaela's like occupied with the toys that my mom got.
They actually have like real hills.
They do.
So that could be tiring.
So my mom's town is kind of in a valley and West Point. And so you go through the center of town, it's pretty flat. And my mom is up, but you like just to get up into the neighborhoods, you're going up. Again, it's like you're climbing, but there are some steep hills. I remember growing up when we go back to Nebraska for Thanksgiving and, you know, you get those freak ice storms and stuff like that. One time it was iced over so much we couldn't drive up the street. Like the car was moving backwards. So my dad had to park the car and we had to like walk up to my
aunt's
house.
Was there frozen turkey bowling?
It should have been. That would have been fun. But so my mom's street itself is flat. So I feel like I can just kind of run from one end of the town to the other, and that's about 2 miles.
Oh.
it's pretty. But I, not on the highway, obviously, because the highway goes through. But on my mom's street, Colfax is pretty. And then they do have some, like, some good hills. And if I wanted to do a little bit of a hill, like, when I'm walking tomorrow, maybe that would be a good idea. But we'll see. So my goal is to walk tomorrow. But then, so anyways, it was, my mom's so cute. She's like, well, I can go walk with you. And I'm like, okay, but... I walk slow. My mom walks really slow.
Yeah, no, that's not a workout. You could do that.
I could separately. Do it, like go with her, but yeah, that's it's separate. Not. But I'm actually concerned about having to walk 55 minutes without my TV.
Well, just listen to our podcast.
That, well, no, I don't do that. I don't listen to our podcast.
Oh, that might make you wander into traffic. You talked about, was that interval workout last week? Did you have any this week?
Yeah. So this week I had to do 3.5 minutes and 3.5 minutes and 2.5. Yeah.
So a little bit longer run and but three and keeping a half, the rest about the same.
3.5, 2.5. It was 3.5, 2.5.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's 3.5, 2.5. And so this was Monday, and that was when I realized, or no, Tuesday rather, it was yesterday. This is when I realized that I was doing too many intervals. Like, I was in it, and I was like, wait a second.
You were, like, 6 miles in?
I'm like, what's going on here? And so that's when I realized that I was doing too many intervals, so I didn't do the last interval because I knew it in my brain. I'm like, I'm not doing it. So, but my intervals this time were about 13, a little bit. They were, like, closer to the 14 range each time. I wasn't feeling the best. Like, mentally, I wasn't feeling the best, so... I think I was just kind of like, ugh, I don't know if I really want to do it, but I did it. I got up, I went out, I didn't, you know, so, but I'm hoping Friday is my next one, my next interval that I have to do. And I'm kind of get, you know, but again, for me, as we know, as we've said, it's not about how fast I do it. It's just that I'm getting the miles in on my legs.
So you did a mile the one Sunday and then a mile and a half this last Sunday, and
correct,
now 2 miles this
two
upcoming
miles
Sunday
on this cup, and then 2.5 the following.
And then it's race day.
Well, yeah, but my shakeout run is like a mile and a half the day before the race.
Uh-huh.
That's not a shakeout run. That's a run. That's a race.
Well, no, you don't go fast.
But that,
that's
just
what makes it a shakeout.
That I don't know what fast or slow is. So I think it's.
Well, the good news is I know with the race that week.
Yes.
You will talk to Andy.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he'll contact you about the race. That's what I know he does for the plan. You know, so you have the ongoing. I think we went through this last time. Maybe I don't remember the
right.
ongoing athletes versus plan
right.
athletes. Right.
There's a difference. You guys are better than us.
Right. Or maybe I went. You know what? I went over that.
I think you went there with somebody else. I don't.
Yeah,
think
I went through that with
James.
So I was interviewed by James Latcher for Bariatric Runner.
Right.
And I did it on his show. So. It's a little confusing, but, you know, you've got a coach, right? But he wrote a plan. So
right.
it's not like you're talking to him on a consistent basis.
No.
It's basically he does the plan.
Yeah.
He checks in with you once. And then if you need to ping him, like he's
yeah,
around.
Yeah, he's always available.
But you're not really kind of, you have no back and forth.
No.
Really. And then he'll check in with you kind of race week.
Okay.
At some point. Probably late in the week
yeah.
would be my guess. And then you could ask him about the shakeout run. Although Andy does listen at times. So he may.
He might be like,
hey.
Well, I just think it's, you know, Saturday's my off day. And he kind of switched my days.
Day.
He switched my days so that now I think Friday's an off day. And then Saturday's my shakeout run and stuff. So, but we'll see. I mean, we'll see. I'm looking forward to the run.
Maybe it's a shakeout walk. It could be.
It could be. And we know that my run is some people's walks. It's a shuffle. But I have noticed that I get my feet off the ground a lot more. I'm not so much like, you know, like the shuffle run when you first start. You know, you're just like you're shuffling around. Your feet are barely touching, coming off the ground.
I don't know what you're talking about first starting. That's how I still run. Every race photo, I've got a foot on the ground.
So.
The interesting. So that's with a plan. And then ongoing athlete.
Right.
Is what I do, which
yeah.
is pretty consistent. I mean, we're all in the same group online.
Yeah.
Which, tons of support.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think the difference is? Like, you could have pulled a plan off the internet, right? Just found
I
a couch.
For it.
Right?
Honest to God, that is the difference.
So, you know, it's not. So, if you just pulled a a plan off the internet, it's free, so that makes a difference to you.
Yeah.
Is talk, you wouldn't have talked to a coach, like you wouldn't have even had any conversation.
Nope.
And then you would have had no like private, the Silver Fox group is a private group.
And also, honestly, the
what do you call it? You call it a support group?
Support group. It's a support group. Support group. That's what I call it, you guys. Support group. Because they are supportive, so it's support group. But also, I think the show actually helped me keep with it, too. Because there's, like, this, you know, weird fascination with me wanting me running and stuff. So that kind of keeps me going. So, like, last, you know, when I was having my, like, ugh, I really don't want to get up and do this, I was like, well, let me do it because there's the show, too. So that kind of keeps me going as far with it as well.
Well, the show is going to keep going potentially.
Yes.
I mean, are we going to go past a year? That's a question.
That's
question. Have we hit our limit at 47 episodes?
No one wants to listen to us anymore.
I don't know. Well, we haven't gotten a review in like 5 months. So I think we found the 33 people that are willing
that
to listen.
Like us, and
well, I'm sorry, 32. And then the one that doesn't listen to us anymore.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
But yeah. So, I mean, I
but
don't
that,
know.
That equals dozens.
Dozens.
So.
Yeah. We'll see. We'll see what happens after. I mean, but I mean, I don't like running. I like the walking. I mean, I will continue. I will say this. I will commit to this, that I will continue to do my morning treadmill walks. And my morning treadmill walks are now faster because, like you said, like when I was outside, I'm like so much faster than when I'm on the treadmill. So now on when I go on my treadmill, I'm like, okay, this is – you can go faster, you know. It's like I needed that – like walking outside and doing it at my own pace to realize that I've been kind of slacking on the treadmill.
Well, I mean, could you, do you think you would ever rotate going outside and a treadmill and throw in like some of the intervals that you seem to be, you actually seem to be enjoying those in a way.
Well, they're better than the running nonstop because there's an end.
Right.
As
long as you know how many.
Like by the, yeah. As long as you know, you don't go further than, and I do notice like every once in a while, like I do get like a little ache in my knee and it's like, ah. Like after the 1.5 mile, there was a little ache in the knees while I was running, but it went away pretty quickly.
That's muscular because you're just not used to going. So,
exactly.
I mean, I had that pain after my 11 miler a little bit this last time. It kind of took it out of me, surprisingly.
Yeah.
More like I kind of got fatigued more than I thought I would.
Yeah.
I did go a little bit faster than I had been on long runs. I was like a 12-minute overall pace, but there was some miles in there that, you know, I was in like the 11:30s and stuff, but I felt really good.
Yeah.
So that's why I did it.
Right.
But then for the interval, I'm sorry, the tempo run I was supposed to do Monday, I just couldn't do it. I was fatigued. And
yeah, you were
I
pretty
knew
tired. You would hurt yourself. If you run when you're like that tired, like isn't the risk of hurting yourself that much or no? It doesn't have an effect.
I think there was. I mean, I think if it would have been I've got a race that I'm going to try to do sub 30 this coming Sunday.
Right.
So if it would have been a non-race week, I think I would have just sucked it up and tried because the weather was spectacular for a run.
Yeah.
So I think I would have probably just gone out and done it. And it was like a 3x1 mile at tempo, which I could have done, I think.
Yeah.
Instead, I went out and did a 5K easy, but I did it at the little bit faster than easy pace. So just a little bit faster than easy, more to try to just save the legs. And then I was supposed to have a run yesterday, but Tuesdays are just bad. So I've got to talk to Andy. I haven't really talked to him about.
He listens to this episode.
Right. Well, I have to reach
out.
I haven't bothered with it now because I've got a race.
Right.
And
you
got
to focus on the
once
race.
I do the race, then it's going to help me determine what we're going to do next in terms of training plan.
Mm-hmm.
So if I don't hit sub 30, then I want to have a 2-week cycle where I'm building speed to hit sub 30
during our race.
Right. During the one you're doing. And if not, then I'm just going to, I don't know, start to do hills and some other things.
Right.
If I hit it so that I can start to do some other stuff. So I didn't want to be fatigued.
Right.
Tuesdays are tough. And that's what I need to talk to him about. Like, I really need, Tuesday needs to be a day off.
Well, because you go in, you drive a long distance for work. Well,
it's usually somewhere between a 12 and 15 hour day for me.
Right. And it's just not.
And I'm just not going to run. I know I'm not going to.
Yeah. You gotta be honest.
But I did.
Self-honest.
Right. And I did get out there and do the speed work today and I nailed it. And it was hot. And I did that on purpose because it could be warm on Saturday.
Yeah, so we had this beautiful weather.
Right.
And then now it's going to be warm again.
Right. And then the week after, it looks like it's going to be nice and cool. So
I hope it's cool for the 30th. That'd be nice.
I think it will be, the way the trends look, it looks like it'll be probably in the 40s or 50s, like at the start.
Oh, that's so cold.
No, that's perfect.
No, that's cold.
Okay, you need to stop.
No, it's no. Good.
Yeah.
I mean, it's good, like, once you get going. So here, so Sunday when I went out, it was chilly, right? It was, I think it was like when I went out at 6, I think it was like in the mid 50s.
It was.
And as it, you know, obviously as it warmed up pretty quick, but it was still like in the 50s to 60 range by the time I was finished. And, but when I do my first initial walk, you know, I'm walking and it's like, I'm like, oh, I'm cold. Because I get cold. I just get cold easily. I do. And so when I'm outside, like for that first 5 minutes, like I almost wanted like another layer. But I knew as soon as I started running, I would warm up. And that's exactly what happened. So I'm just like, I'm worried for race day. If it's that chilly in the morning, like at the beginning while we're standing around.
Have a throwaway. Have a shirt that you have a. I do. I have a ton. Oh. All those race shirts like that aren't needed.
Yeah.
Right. There's a ton of them.
Okay.
So we'll. What you do is you wear an overlayer and you take that off as you start. Because when you start to run, and this is just an approximation and everybody's different, but an approximation is you're really about 20 degrees warmer than what the temperature says.
Oh, wow.
So that's why for me, like a perfect temperature is like 38 degrees, you know, and I'm like 38 to 42 and I'm like, this is like perfect, right? Because it's going to feel like it's
in the 60s.
It's going to feel like it for me because I get hot easily.
Yeah.
It's going to feel like it's in the 60s. So that's like perfect.
Okay.
For other people, they want it to be in the 50s or even maybe in the low 60s. But really, in the 40s and 50s is where the sweet spot is in terms of running.
Okay.
You may, because of the speed you're going, but you're still putting out an effort that you're probably still 15 to 20 degrees warmer once you're moving.
Yeah.
And so you can take off that shirt like right at the start so that you don't have to worry about being cold while you're standing there or as cold. You could even put on throwaway like knit gloves.
Right.
And then all they're going to do is gather that stuff up and give it to charity.
Yeah.
So it's perfectly fine to do that.
Okay.
And we'll get one that's warm enough for you to do.
Yeah.
The other thing you could do if you wanted is there are base layers that will both heat and cool.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
So you could put on a base layer and you'll be warm enough with some like little knit gloves. Because for you, if it's in the 40s or even 50s, you may need gloves. It's probably your hands that get cold more than
the
anything.
Hands were, but my hands like warm up, like they start to sweat and warm up and pretty quickly. So like my hands were a little chilly when I started off, but like I have the whole like for I don't know, my hands swell up whenever I run or walk or something like that, even if I keep them elevated up to get the blood flowing and
I'm running with my hands above my head.
I mean, people look at me like I'm weird, but
like that one Friends episode.
Oh, Phoebe. Yeah,
she's like waving her arms up.
Yeah, so yeah, but maybe a throwaway that might be because I mean, I just, you know me, I'm a wuss when it comes to cold sometimes.
Right.
So
I get it. We want you to be warm and comfortable going into the race. What we don't want though is for you to be like, I gotta walk or I've gotta walk slow because. I mean, if you need to walk, it's not a big deal. But if you need to walk like super slow for a long period of time because you're overheated, that's a problem. So
no, I don't want that.
Dress for the 20 degrees warmer.
Yeah.
For race time. I can tell you one thing, though, that Linda's going to be super happy when this race is over because we skipped Views
from the Couch.
We skipped Views from the
Couch. Yeah.
We did training.
I have been, she's been yelling at me. I am so far behind on all my shows. Like, it's ridiculous.
You might have to actually get a lot of work done.
I have been working. It's annoying. I've been on calls, and I've been having to deal with our Manila team, and it's just, I was yelling at people first thing this morning. I'm sure you heard me because you were home today.
Well, you're loud when you're on the phone anyway.
Yeah.
Like, you go up, I don't know what it is. You go up here in volume.
I'm always that way. That's why that's why I hate talking on the phone.
You get super loud, and then you were angry, so then you got...
so angry.
You got louder and louder.
And
I am yelling at people.
And I asked Keith, because he was on the phone with me, and I asked him how I was, and I'm like, was I too hard? He's like, well, you were pretty harsh with them. I'm like, listen, I spent an hour the night before working on an email telling this team exactly what I wanted, point by point, very detailed, and I made sure, because they're in Manila, so they're 13 hours ahead, I made sure it was in their inbox by 7 p.m. 6 p.m. our time, so that's 7 a.m. their time, so that they would have a full day to work on this, and they completely ignored it. They went off and did their own thing, knowing that we're trying to get something done for the CEO. I was livid, and I said that. I'm like, listen, I'm like, did you just ignore my email? Like, I said exactly what I wanted, and you guys just ignore it? They're like, well, we thought this would be better. I'm like, but you're not finance. You don't know what a CEO wants to see. I'm like, this shows me nothing. This is, I told you exactly. I was livid. Livid. Sorry. My little tangent. I'm better now.
And to defend the people in Manila, that could have happened in the United States too.
It could. Yes. It could have been any team.
It has nothing to do with them being in Manila.
No. It had nothing. It's just that's where the team is. Yeah. And so you're having this time difference that you have to deal with. And so I made a point to make sure. I mean, we ate late. Like everything was delayed because I wanted to get this out to them. And then they ignored it. So I had every right to be angry. But
Let that anger fuel your run.
I should have gone out today. No, tomorrow. So,
well, you're traveling. It's going to be interesting. I'm going to be interested to see kind of how things happen while you're traveling. You know, if you need incentive, I mean, you will be in Nebraska. Although, Hal's got a race.
I know.
You were invited on Sunday to go to the race.
Yeah, but you know. I'd have to take my mom's car. It's not like I have my own car to go out and see. It's like an hour away. It's not like it's, you know, down the block or anything like that. It's an hour.
It's like 40 minutes, I think, yeah.
To Omaha from him?
Well,
is it?
From where he's at to West Point.
Oh, I think okay. He said. Oh, okay. It's like 40 minutes.
I don't know where the race is at. Oh, I have no okay. idea.
I just always associate Kevin with Omaha.
Well, I think it's that area. Yeah. Right? So yeah. It might be Omaha proper.
So he's probably closer. Maybe he's on the other side of it because Omaha's a pretty big city.
I think he's
city.
Close to Iowa.
Oh, okay.
On that side? On I don't know. Side? Does that mean anything? No. Am I just making
you
that up?
No. It's right there on the border. But that would, yeah. I don't know. 40 minutes.
There's like a checkpoint, I hear.
Just to make sure.
Well, I think it's going to be interesting, really, though, to see what happens.
Well,
while you're
and for you,
traveling.
I mean, you got your race. I'm kind of sad if you make your sub 30. I'm kind of sad that, you know, Michaela and I won't be there to cheer you on.
Well, what's going to be really embarrassing for everybody is when I cross if I do it, and uh-huh. I really am, I feel like I'm right there. Yeah. If I cross the line and I just start celebrating like I won a race and I don't know anybody there and they're all gonna be like, what is this
maybe
freak
Linda
doing
come she's like and, she lives close by there
and I'll have on, you know, an FMC Be Better Today mm-hmm. shirt to make sure that everybody knows who the fool is that just got
you're like crawling over.
I'm like 29.99
hey and it's sub 30
I
though.
Know and I'm going crazy and they're like, but dude, you were like second to last. What's going on? Well, it's a super small race.
I was
race.
About to say, it's a super small race, there, right? Yeah, and so you could medal, right? There's like a medal potential. I thought this was, no, that was the, was that the one that was on the tarm at Midway?
There yeah,
was one
there
you
was
were looking at.
Midway had, yeah, I didn't want to do that race.
Yeah. You didn't want to dodge the airplane.
Really big thing there for me was that it's a small race.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of turns because it's kind of in a neighborhood.
Right.
So there's a lot of turns. And I think it begins and ends near either at a bar or near a bar.
Oh.
So I think that there's like a lot of people who are going to, it's like an drink. Irish name.
Yeah.
And it supports, yeah. benefits Parkinson's, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
So the Sully Shuffle, I think
yep.
it's called.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, my grandfather, Guido.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, my grandfather's name was Guido.
Guido, yep. And if we had a boy, you wanted to name
I
our
did
son
want a name.
Guido.
I know. Michaela could have been Guido.
No, I vetoed that one.
Middle name?
I think I was going to give up. I think because we were talking about like Dominic Guido.
Yeah.
Just totally.
What up, DG?
Italian him up.
Yeah. So what drew me to the race was that because my grandfather had
right.
Parkinson's. And so benefiting, that's great. And it's small. Mm-hmm. Like last year, I could only find 79 finishers. So I think that.
Did they all stop at the bar?
Well, that's, I don't know if 150 start and then half of them just stop and drink or if they take a nap on somebody's lawn.
I know,
but
right?
There's like, you could see there's like a lot of turns on there. So that's the one thing that could be detrimental to speed because turns are rough, right?
Are they?
And they all look It's like a loop. So they're all left, I think. Or all right. It's one
like
or the other.
So like you're a race car driver.
Yeah, it's either it's either all left or all right. I don't remember which one. I'm not super concerned because it should be flat.
Yeah.
So it should be not very crowded.
Yeah.
I'm hoping that whatever route they've got us going, there's like one major street crossing, I think, and hopefully traffic stops.
Yeah.
For at least a minute by a cop.
Sorry.
Are you okay?
Sorry.
Right. Yeah. And then I, you know, it's early on Sunday.
Yeah.
Well, it's actually not till 9. I thought it was at 8. So I look at the thing. It says it starts at 8. There's like a kids race or something at 8 o'clock.
And usually they do the adults race first and then the kids race, right?
Yeah. A lot of places, most places do.
Well,
yeah.
You're going to get there early because when we were in Toronto, you kind of got, they like delayed the race and they like went off early anyway. So.
Well, they went off on time, but I didn't think they would go off on time because they were delayed. But
yeah.
Either way, I'll be there on time. I'll be there at 8 in the morning or so.
Yeah.
Just having enough time to warm up. And I mean, I'm going to go. And then I'll come home, shower it up, and get to a wine tasting. Ben and Boone are going to stop by, and we're gonna head on up to Barrington. So it should be interesting,
yeah.
I think. It'll.
I'll be at a car show on Sunday.
Well, after you run?
After I run, yes. Okay. After I do my 2 miles. And like, there's a big car show. It's a big deal. Big deal.
Well, if there's any other listeners in the area that are going to be at the car show.
West Point, Nebraska.
Ping Gretchen and let her know.
Yeah. But please, no autographs.
Right. That's the problem. So we have a quick follow-up, a couple of things, actually.
Okay.
So another thing that I said, I think in our last episode, was that I wanted to interview people that have different ways of eating. And
right.
So I want to thank Jocelyn and Karen in particular, who have reached out about that subject. So, you know, we've got people responding to content. So I can't wait to talk to some people who are vegetarian, vegan, and other types of eating plans that like we don't follow, and kind of see how others are successful. I think it'll be really interesting to do that. And, you know, we may or may not end up talking to somebody who's calories in, calories out, because I think that's kind of the basic one that everybody kind of understands and knows.
Yeah, for sure. And it works for people.
For some it does. I mean, it didn't work for me, but it does work for some. And that's the whole thing. Doesn't work for me. Doesn't mean it's not going to work for you.
Nope.
And I don't think there's any universal plan. Although I think there's a few universal truths.
Yeah.
A little less sugar.
Well, I was pretty happy because, you know, I went to the doctor.
Right. Okay. So you went to the doctor.
So I went to the doctor because, you know, I posted on the Silver Fox group that ever since I started running my restless leg. So I've had restless legs for I think almost 10 years now. It's been a very long time I've had this issue, and I've been able to maintain it with just like taking an Advil or an Aleve every once in a while. For the past year, it's been almost every night I have to take one. And then the last couple months, it's gotten really bad. So I finally went to the doctor because I needed some relief, and there is some medication that they can take, but I wasn't sleeping. It was inhibiting me. And so I went to the doctor, and she's like, well, let's do a full metabolic, let's do all your, is it
metabolic panel?
Yeah, metabolic panel. And she's like, let's make sure there's nothing else going on that's causing the rest, that could be causing your muscles to spasm and stuff. And so she did that, and then she was very happy that I, like, she was like, oh, you're on no, you know, the no sugar, no grain. I'm like, yeah, so because I told her about that. I'm like, listen, past year I've been doing no grains and no sugar, and you know, I've lost all this weight. And she's like, I love it. She's like, I love it. So we need to make sure that that's not inhibiting you, and like your cholesterol's good and all that's good, because I don't want you to have to, I don't want to, she didn't want me to go off that, you know, that lifestyle. She was 100% on it. She's like, I love it. She was more about the no grain part. So I think, I don't know if there's just no grain, like you could still eat all the sugar you want, or.
No, I think that that's more on the no grains, they believe that that's what causes the inflammation.
Okay.
I've read a lot of studies on that, and I don't want to get too much into it because obviously I'm not a doctor.
No.
But they believe that that causes some of, or a lot of the inflammation. The sugar part, I think, has a lot more to do with weight personally.
Yeah.
But I also think that that is somewhat limited. I think that there are definitely dietary plans where people eat certain whole grains that are sprouted.
Okay.
And they'll eat naturally occurring sugar like honey.
Okay.
But they won't eat refined sugar or refined grains. And really, I mean, we're having wine tonight, so we are having some sugars.
Yeah, we are.
And we do have some fruit, but we're trying to do as much naturally occurring sugar and as the least amount of refined sugar and refined grains that we can.
So she was, you know, and I told her, I'm like, listen, for breakfast every morning, I eat 2 eggs and 2 pieces of bacon. I'm like, that's my diet every morning, 5 days a week at least. And she's just like, that's awesome. She's like, all right, we need to check your cholesterol. I am happy to say all my levels came back normal, like within the range of, I mean, so I got like the last bit of like some stuff, you know, it trickles in the last bit of it. But even my liver, like all that stuff is back to normal.
Right. A fatty liver went away for both of us.
I mean, so it's, you know, it was just amazing. So the only thing that is on the low side was my magnesium. And so that's like a 7, and that's like the very lowest it should be. Anything below that, then they call, you know, it's, then you're too low. So she wants me to take a supplement to try to bring that up a little bit to and see if that, because low magnesium can help, could be a cause of the restless, you know, aggravate the restless legs.
So have you researched like natural foods to try to get that?
I have, and nuts is one that they say has is a great source of it.
I'm any like, particular nuts?
Almonds.
Okay, you don't eat a lot of almonds.
But there's almonds in our mixed nuts.
I know, but if you ate the handful of almonds is what I'm saying, versus the handful of mixed nuts. And I did buy those almonds because I actually have been eating the almonds versus the mixed nuts myself. Yeah. I prefer almonds. So.
Yeah, so the so nuts, almonds was the one that was the big one. Bananas is a big one.
You do
and
eat
I eat a banana pretty much almost. I've gone
three days
a week probably. Okay. I eat a banana. Avocado.
Well, we eat that too.
I love avocado. And then there were some grains in there too, but that those are the three that like we that would like I'm like okay, so I just need to incorporate, you know, maybe like have like a little bit of like the mixed nuts, but pour extra almonds in there or something like that. So guys,
or so just it, maybe try eating just almonds for even, you know, a couple of weeks, and
because there was
maybe
another,
an extra avocado.
There was another supplement that she gave me that's it's on the thing. It says like mood stabilizer, but it's basically
Xanax.
No, it's a chewable, as I found out the hard way.
Flintstones vitamins.
Flintstones vitamins. Second, they do taste like it because they're berries.
Second time Flintstones have come up in this episode.
I know. It's 5-THP or HTP, I think. 5-HTP, I think, is what it's is the supplement. And so it's basically what it does is it kind of just relaxes you.
No, she didn't like prescribe marijuana?
It's not marijuana. Nope.
Not an edible?
Nope. It's not an edible. So it just kind of relaxes you. And it's like the first night I took it, I was like, whoa. I'm like, okay, this it like affected me. I think it's something that maybe your body kind of gets used to, because now like the last couple of nights I've kind of woken up with my legs hurting. So I'm like, all right, well, I need to get the I need to buy the magnesium that she wants me to buy, because I gotta do something. It's just, it's very painful. It's hard to explain. It's annoying to be woken up at 3 o'clock in the morning because your legs are hurting you because they want to walk, and I don't want to walk. And so she's like, well, we don't want you. I was really hoping she'd tell me I have to stop running. I was hoping
any
she'd
excuse
be able,
to stop running.
I was really hoping that she'd be like, you know what? I just don't think you should run. She's like, no, I think the running's great. I'm like, and it's funny because running is supposed to help the restless legs. Like that's supposed to help it. And for me, it feels like it's been adding it up. And I don't know, maybe like the running is making me go through the mag. I have no idea. I'm not a doctor, but so I'm going to try these things, try to get a little more almonds in me.
I mean, I know very little about restless legs, but I have read that running actually helps a lot of people.
I know.
But of course,
it's not.
You are the opposite.
I am the exception to the rule. But someone on Silver Fox mentioned, too, that she notices, like, when she gets more and more miles on her legs, that her, those when she starts getting more miles, like, she does have a few bad nights of the restless leg. So like even right now, like I apologize because I'm probably it's annoying you, but like my legs are it's like I have to keep moving them because they're hurting.
Does it like hurt or is it like tingle or
it's hurt, it's painful.
I have no idea.
I know, it's not a good feeling.
Well, I know it affects women more than men.
Yeah.
And so maybe it's something to do with you.
Me. It's me. I'm special. We've always said that.
You are special.
I am special. So, but anyway, so I was very happy. I can continue to have my eggs bacon every morning because my cholesterol is A-okay. Not even high.
Well,
it wasn't even on the high side. It was like perfectly in the middle.
Well, again, I'm not a doctor, but to get into this lifestyle, I read a lot of research. And one of the big things.
I feel
things,
like you almost have a medical degree because of.
Right. Well, if I stayed at a Holiday Inn Express with all my reading, I would be. But the point being that, you know, a lot of what I read had to do with people being worried about cholesterol. Mm-hmm. And then the studies basically say, look, dietary cholesterol doesn't have anything to do right. with what's going on inside your body.
Yeah.
And that's interesting because we didn't think that. And I don't know if they're right or not, but our cholesterol is improving
yep.
while we do this. And yeah.
Well, I've never had a cholesterol but issue, but it's
correct. But it's better numbers yeah. now than it was before.
Yeah, I think so.
It is.
That's well, I know the liver is 100% better.
Well, and that was a big deal.
It didn't even flag anything. Like, it wasn't even a topic of conversation. Right. So.
And, well, I think we both had fatty liver going on. And yeah. then,
I mean, after my, you know.
What is that? The triglycerides? Or I think might it be part of that
maybe,
issue?
Yeah. 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 Everything was, yeah. After I spent $1 million on them testing everything because of the liver enzymes. They were like, okay, yeah, I think you have a fatty liver. I'm like, thanks.
Well, remember, they wanted to do that to me, too.
Yeah.
They wanted to send me through, like, all this battery of tests in a biopsy. And I'm like.
They did. I got the the biopsy hurt.
And I'm like, no.
Oh, it hurt like hell.
I'm like, I'm just fat.
Oh, it hurt.
Stay away from me with that big needle.
Oh, it hurt. Oh, it was so painful. Biopsy. Well, yeah. And then they found, like, the thing I had in the heart. They're like, oh, we think you have, like, one of the valves in my heart was a little smaller. They're like, well, this could be an issue. And so then they were checking my heart out. It was just. It was crazy, all for it to come back.
Well, I'm really glad our insurance companies definitely listen to this. Our rates ought to be great. This is awesome. All your ailments.
All my ailments. No, I'm good.
Aired in one segment.
I'm good. Everything's good.
All right. Well, I mean, we've had a pretty good anniversary show. Focused,
I think
a lot on training. Like, yeah. This has been pretty good. So this week, I think the big thing for both of us is how we're going to deal with our eating, and we'll come back and give a recap.
Being apart.
Right. Being apart. And I don't do well when you're gone with eating. Yeah. You're going to have temptations all over the place. It's Nebraska.
It's my family that they all eat. It's fried. It's gravy. It's.
There you go.
Wonderfulness.
So you're going to have to pick and choose some of that yep. stuff. We know that there will be cookies or something made yep. for Michaela. I think
Uncle Ed always makes Michaela and he makes good.
So there will be potential chocolate chip cookies consumed. So we'll have to see like how each of us do, and we can recap that. And then I think we can talk a little bit about some of my theories on kind of how weight loss, weight gain, and maintenance
yeah.
all work together. I think
for
that
sure.
could be fun.
That could be a good one.
And I'm lining up a few interviews. So we're going to
you guys are stuck with us for a little while
At
longer.
Least a little while longer, past a year. I don't know if we'll make it a whole nother year. Maybe we'll make it to the end of this year. Who knows?
Who knows? Are we going to try and maybe do an interview with Jen and Boone after our race? A race recap?
I would love to. A year after we tried the first time.
But now we have the proper equipment.
We do. We have extra microphones and
yeah.
the proper recorder.
We
and
do.
All this stuff.
We have learned. You have. I mean, it's all you. I just show up and talk. This
well,
is all you.
I spent money to fix that. I mean,
yeah.
I just did the research, spent the money.
I know, but the, you know, recording, the figuring out how to do the editing, all that right. stuff, that's all you.
Yeah, I mean, it's been fun. And, you know, the support of the listeners, the great reviews that we've gotten overall, the people, Linda and Christine and Julie, who have supported us financially
yep.
To help keep the show going. That's super appreciated. If people do want to become a patron, they can go find how to do that or
yeah.
ask me or whatever. We're really thankful for them and for everybody for listening for a full year. And you know, and I, you know, in there I started another podcast, the
yeah.
Be Better Today podcast. So here's the pros and cons of that podcast. The pros are it has a really good quote, like motivational, inspirational quote to start your day.
Mm-hmm.
The con is I am the one hosting. The pro is that it's only like an average of like a minute 15
right,
seconds.
Right.
The con is it's me for a minute and 15 seconds.
Stop.
The pro is there are some insightful things that are said, even though they're coming from me. And you can listen on like 2x speed. And I talk at a pace where you could probably still understand. The con is it's still me. So that's basically the pros and cons of the Be Better Today podcast.
It's a good podcast.
It's you know, I'm like in the 70s. Like, I've been doing like 70 some episodes. So wow. There's another like hour and a half of content out there on that nobody wants to listen to. That's not true. I have definitely heard from at least three people that
listen to it,
that they like it. No, I can see how many people listen.
Oh, true.
It's dozens of people listen to that also. Less dozens than here.
Less dozens than here.
But I've heard from at least three people who actually get something out of it.
That's awesome. That's all that matters. And you get something out of it.
Most days, yeah. Yeah, some days I'm just like, oh, crap, I forgot to record this. I better go do something. So that's one of my goals while you're gone, is to get a bank of those recorded.
Yeah.
I was ahead.
You were ahead for a long time. Yeah.
Right. So, all right. Well, we're going to wrap up our one-year anniversary celebration show, which was not special at all in terms of, other than it focused on you, which is always special.
No.
All right. Well, that's it. Thank you for listening to episode 47. Of the Fat Man Chronicles. The music is You Got Me Wrong by Safar. You can find us on all the social medias. Well, actually only Twitter, Instagram, and the Facebook.
Yeah, we're not cool for
at Fat Man Stories and facebook.com/Fat Man Stories. Go to the website fatmanchronicles.com. You'll see some old blogs, which that's another thing I want to do while you're gone. I want to finish the 10 blogs that I've started start getting those posted. You can donate to the podcast if you want to send us something through PayPal or appreciative, and you can hit the shop button, shop link.
Yes.
And then go check out some sweet, sweet FMC swag. All right. That's about it. Oh, and leave us a rating or review. That's like the biggest thing. That doesn't cost you anything. And it helps other people. Well, you probably aren't giving reviews because you don't want anybody else. This is like your dirty little secret.
Maybe that's it. No one wants to know. They don't want to admit that they listen to our show.
So I know we have like a PG rated thing, but I was going to say we're like the podcast porn. Like, you know, like everybody's watching it, but nobody wants to admit it.
Great.
All right. Well, on that note, we better wrap this up. Get out there. Don't watch any porn. Get out there and be better today.
I was not hiding. I was unsure.